The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. On this 13th day, December 2017. And you know what? I'm in my bah humbug phase. I don't feel like celebrating anything. I almost feel guilt-ridden if I have some personal pleasure when there is so much chaos and pain out there. Maybe that was the upbringing from my Catholic school. What was the name of that, Mike? Our Lady of Perpetual Guilt? Yes. That was a joke amongst us Catholics. We had nuns that wouldn't allow boys to tuck their shirt tails in with their hands that they were given ping pong paddles, so they would not touch themselves impurely. Wow. It's you're laughing, but the boys are going, you want me to do what with this? thank goodness I was never asked to do that. I would have used that ping pong paddle for something else. I would have been batting somebody's head. You're looking at, I think, the only kid that was thrown out of St. Mary's school. You got not invited back? Well, at least they'll let you go through the school year and then officially uninvited you for the following school year. All right, do we still have callers holding? All right, Alan in South Carolina. Thanks for holding, Alan. Hello, Alan. I think Al might have went to sleep. He's been on hold for so long. Okay, go to George in Texas. Hello, George. Maybe that was George.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Well, who's this?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, I think one of Trump's biggest mistakes was, is number one, he allowed neocons into the White House, like Reince Priebus and Mike Pence. I don't really trust that SOB as far as I can throw him.
That sickening little smile he's got on his face that you see at the events, that's a look on somebody's face that's smiling like the Cheshire Cat waiting for Trump to fall over.
And I think he's going to be forced to resign. I think where JFK failed with LBJ, Trump might succeed getting Pence removed, because I don't really trust him, because he was one of the people that buffaloed the president in firing Flynn. Because the rumor is, I heard Governor Mike Pence's best friend was caught up in a pedophile network, and Mike Flynn had that intelligence. So.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I am failing to even express in words my thoughts and opinions on this. It is so vast. It is so monstrous. Some people would place it at being at the evil level. Corruption has, it's part of politics, and it has been ever since mankind invented the damn thing. But this was the first time that there really was checks and balances to maintain our form of government, and people just let it quietly get whittled away here and whittled away there. And now we're faced, now we're looking at the snake eating its own tail. I mean, I have these little private fantasies. I would like to give everybody dueling pistols, have a full Congress assembled, give both sides of the aisle dueling pistols, take your best shot, let me see who's standing, and then we'll deal with the rest of you.
Well, you know, the thing is, I haven't heard back in the old days of Congress that in the early days there was actually fistfights in the chamber.
Absolutely. And now, I kind of rather enjoy watching Parliament in England because they can get up there and say whatever the heck they want to say. Here, they're threatened with censure to be thrown off the floor if they're a little bit too argumentative or a little bit too over the top. And I always thought of that as, how cowardly is that? People of courage. I used to love to watch the three-minute speeches by James Traficant. And he was always ended by saying, please, beam me up, Scotty. As in, there's no intelligent life in this body. Get me the hell out of here.
Well, you know, the thing is, I really think the biggest mistake, you know, you heard lock her up, and now I think it's called lock them up or lock her up. But I really think when President Trump took office, he should have grabbed the bull by the horns and followed the Bill Clinton precedent, and that is fire every one of the Justice Department lawyers. And number two, grab the bull by the horns and, don't, and you know, arrest Hillary, arrest Soros.
Alan.
I mean, throw them off balance.
Alan, there is a, there, I'm sorry,
this is George.
Well, I asked you who you were, and you didn't tell me, so I just looked at my screen and called you Alan. We have to wake up Alan for the next call. I think he's been holding so damn long. I think he might have passed. He's been there so long. At any rate, what I said to, and I don't doubt this for a moment. Ron Paul firmly believed this. If he was lucky enough to get in the presidency, that they would he would be killed. And I think Trump is dancing a fine line, and whether he's been told directly or it's been kind of intimated to him, or Trump is an intelligent guy, he's probably drawn his own conclusions. But I'm telling you, you don't have to be in Washington, D.C. You don't have to be seated in the Oval Office to conduct the presidency. Even if I had to do this in a secure underground facility, that's what I would do. And let the chips fall where they may and damn the torpedoes full speed ahead here, because we are in serious trouble. They're at any given turn, they're looking for his head on the platter. And I'm with you on Pence. I think Pence was brought in. I firmly believe that Pence was brought in as not just a stopgap for who's going to be the president in case he's incapacitated or thrown out of office or meets an unfortunate accident or has a heart attack or whatever the case may be. That guy, that would not have been. And look at the state that he's from. A failed state. So this guy with this crap-eating grin on his face, I'd just like to smack it off of him. Because well, that's the vulture that's waiting in the wings.
Was the people in Indianapolis about to toss him out?
They had had enough of him. I know that. But
the thing is, they say, oh, he's a godly man. He ain't no more of a Christian than Anton LaVey.
Well, he's no more Christian than George Bush was. You know, what a cute little, fluffy little story that was. Well, I read the Bible in the Rose Garden. You know, Pinocchio, if you spoke any words out of the Bible, that was channeled through the devil and your roses would have died right on the spot in your rose garden. All right, hey, I got to keep moving here. I appreciate your call, George.
All right, thank you, John.
All righty. Bob in the let me take Alan. Alan, are you there? Alan?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
The old man had to get up and go to the back to the restroom. You got to start selling some of that medicine.
What medicine?
From Republic that's supposed to help with that, if it actually works. But in relation to what you just said, they're trying to drive us crazy, so don't let them.
Well, I'm not going crazy. I'm just I've just got the sense that we're running out of time before anything of traction takes place. This is why.
Well, me too. We all are. I've been listening to the underground radio all day in the wake of the election in Alabama. That's been the general idea, and I think that's their objective. But what I wanted to add to the discussion you all just had was, in reaction to the 2016 election to Trump, I think we're in the midst of perhaps, if you will, at least a mostly nonviolent neo-Bolshevik revolution. And I would have my voice heard, as you all just stated, but just now the deceitful orchestrated propaganda has overthrown the election process itself. I think that's true because obviously the voters in Alabama would have given Roy Moore a runaway election.
Their
actual political will had not been tampered with and colluded against.
I don't disagree with you. Was Roy Moore the best candidate? I don't know. I know.
Well, me neither.
Okay, Alan. Let's not the talk show host speak time. Okay, I got it. Alan, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Bob in the UP. Hello, Bob.
Hi.
Hi.
Good evening, John.
How you doing?
About in 2012, I was listening to a show, and John B. Wells was interviewing a man called Philip Marshall. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
He wrote a book called The Big Bamboozle. I don't think the title was very good, but it covered the 9/11 attacks very well. And in the first six chapters or thereabouts, it tells all of the communications between Robert Mueller and the boots on the ground out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very well aware that the Saudis were going to attack, but Robert Mueller did absolutely nothing to stop it, and he did everything to cover it up.
So that's Philip Marshall's contention, that 9/11 was a Saudi operation?
Yes.
Why do I need to talk to that guy?
And no, you can't anymore, because here's the good part. I bought the book in 2012 because it intrigued me. And I lent it out, and then about 2 years later, I think 2014, Philip Marshall was found shot dead in his home. Two of his teenage children shot dead, and his dog shot dead. No suspects, no motives. End of story. Now, the first book that I bought was $15 when I went to get the second time, because I had lent the first one out, $90. And the entire chapter involving the Mossad missing from the second printing.
Okay, well then I was on target when you said, you know, what was his contention, and it was the Saudis. That's when I said to you, why would I want to interview the guy? And then you
obviously
tell me. Yeah, okay.
If you could.
Yes, sir.
Looked at it, yeah. I've got the second printing of the book right in my hand here. It's by Philip Marshall, now passed on. It's called The Big Bamboozle, and it's slightly thinner than the first printing.
I wouldn't doubt it.
There's very much that you would be interested. Yeah, Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI at that time. And the guys out in the field, they were telling him that the Saudis are up to something. And he just, we're on it. And obviously they weren't.
All right. Well, Bob, I appreciate your call. Thank you for the input.
Yeah, thank you, John.
All right. I think everybody is in this quiet mode of desperation. You know, I can only, if folks ever thought about somebody that's on death row and what their days are like leading up to their execution. Now, regardless of the fact that they're executed because they did a heinous crime, or so the courts say. And capital punishment, how many people have been found to be innocent post being injected or electrified or whatever the case might be. But I think there's that kind of that quiet desperation going on with Americans, because they're becoming aware of more and more of the problems. And when we take a look at this, okay, we're problem solvers. We were the industrious people that, well, here's a problem or something needs to be done. We sharpened our pencils, we rolled up our sleeves, we went to work. We did it. We built stuff. That's what we did. But this entrepreneurial, free-thinking, you know, kind of thing, that's all been ground to a halt. And we sit and we're watching. You know, we knew the government was corrupt before. We knew certain various agencies from time to time was extremely corrupt. We knew these things. But now we have 100 senators and 435 congressmen, their hands in their pockets, whistling through the graveyard. Literally, our graveyard, or what's to become America's future. And folks, do you think for one moment that there'll be something done when the chaos hits? You had better think again. With the amount of focus and the amount of energy that has been brought to bear so far, will dissipate literally into nothing. So I feel you. I can feel this. Sitting in this chair right now. I can feel what you guys are going through because I'm doing the very same thing. Frustrating? Yes. Friends that you thought you might have had standing on the other side of that fence waving at you, I'm tired of fighting, I'm going to give up, or I'm just going to go join the other side because apparently that's going to be the winning team. And it's better to be on the winning team and alive than on the losing team, even though we were righteous and we were right all along. You're scheduled for elimination. They've eliminated everything else, your freedoms, your liberty, your money, your ability to earn it, the ability to keep the government out of your itty-bitty once you did collect it. It's all gone. All of it. Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Listen, I called for one reason tonight, and that's to give you my analysis of what I believe was probably the most egregious vote theft possibly in the history of the country, certainly in Senate races, last night in Alabama.
Well, don't tell Al Gore. Don't tell Al Gore that, because he thought his was the Mac Daddy.
Well, there you go. Let me talk about why Roy Moore. God bless him. I do believe he was the right candidate, John. First of all, he's the one, of course, that stood up for the Ten Commandments monument. Totally constitutional, and he understood the constitutional principle about it. Then he stood up against same-sex marriages a couple years back. And now we might be, with some luck, on the precipice of him doing a third thing, bringing vote fraud to our attention. You see, John, the controlled media is reporting that he is not conceding. And they even had Doug Jones on today saying, I haven't got a call from him yet, in that snickering, arrogant boy smile of his. Mm-hmm. This Doug Jones, this boy, this prize fighter who doesn't realize his fight was fixed for him. Well, let me just say this. When it was breaking last night, those were probably real numbers we were hearing at about 8 o'clock. At that point, they said with 44 of the precincts reporting that Roy Moore was up by nearly 6 points.
Okay, hold that thought, Ed. Hold that thought right there. I've got to take this break. I skipped a couple of commercial breaks last hour to allow Harley a little bit more time. Hang on, Ed. Take the break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. By the way, who is this bow guy? Mark Levin. I heard part of his show today, Ed. He said, Roy Moore wouldn't have been my pick. It would have been Bo something or other, and he was more of a constitutionalist than Roy Moore was. I don't even
know. Yeah, I think it was Mo Brooks.
Mo Brooks, there we go. Mo Brooks.
Yeah, and Mo Brooks was the first choice of even some of the Alabama talk show hosts. It's interesting that Mark Levin was in some ways taking up for Roy Moore. At least I'm glad he's putting out some points there. But back to this. Keep in mind, John, that over the weekend, all polls, all the major polls, all the minor polls, had Roy Moore winning. A lot of the Democrats were already gearing up to act or be disgusted with the outcome in Alabama, if you recall. One exception, Fox News. Now, that's important here with my theory. Fox News put out a narrative that, and they came out with something ridiculous, laughable, that Roy Moore was going to lose by 10 points. They were the only major poll, the only minor poll that came out with such a nonsense on the weekend. Okay, last night, before Roy Moore conceded, which he did not yet, there's a reason he hasn't. Just like he knows the Constitution about the Ten Commandments and everything else, he knows what happened in Alabama, in my belief. So Fox News, at 9:20 about last night, Central Time, came out and said they called it. They called it for Doug Jones before the final tallies were even in. They called it for them. That's important to know. You see, that's to silence the critics that might be suspicious within the neocon conservative realm, which are many of the voters in Alabama. Good people, they just don't know the full length of the conspiracy against them.
Well,
so what I'm saying here is, and can I make the final point, or did you want to jump
no,
in?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so back to my theory here. At 8:30, they were coming in with real numbers. They decided the big shots, they couldn't have that. Mitch McConnell said they couldn't have that. They didn't want all the hassles and have him in there to get a group, a movement going to run McConnell himself out of the office. Roy Moore promised such a thing. He as much as did. So what I'm saying is at that point they started, I thought at that point they were flipping numbers on the computer. They weren't. They were now deleting, because you compare last year, last time out with Trump, yes, he drew a bigger crowd, John, but Hillary got about 685,000 votes. That's what Doug Jones got last night. That's probably close to accurate. Where, though, is the, okay.
Wait, Ed, slow your roll here. You just said, you're getting excited. You just said that Hillary Clinton... the same numbers applied to Roy Moore.
No. They apply to Doug Jones. They said that Doug Jones got 670,000 votes last night.
Okay, but what does that have to do with what does it have to do with Hillary?
Very much. You see, John, demographics, black, which comprises about 30% of the vote, it almost plurality goes Democrat. Okay, so you get Hillary, who got 685,000 in the last general election. The opponent that Jeff Sessions beat a few years back was sitting at about 675,000. It's probably pretty accurate that that's all that they could muster for Doug Jones. However, Jeff Sessions, I didn't expect Roy Moore to get quite that high a number, but Jeff Sessions got 1.1 million. Donald Trump gets 1.2 million. The turnout was higher in the special election this last September. Where's the 400,000 to 500,000 votes? Where are they, John? And that is what Roy Moore is asking. That's why he's not conceding, in my belief. And I sent a small amount of money to his campaign. And if he's going to fight this, and by the way, the Attorney General of Alabama, in the spirit of old Fob James, is on his side because he won't certify it till after Christmas. And Roy Moore got up there last night, and he said he was educating the American people. John, he got up there and said, "Let me tell you how the process works, folks. He was saying it doesn't matter what Fox News or ABC projects. And by the way, ABC refused to call the race until the wee hours. There was a reason for that. It was Fox that was picked to do the dirty deeds here."
Well, it is our favorite neocon network now, isn't it? Most people.
Yeah, and that. Yeah, that's why they picked Fox, John. It was to keep suspicion down amongst the conservative ranks. But Roy Moore knows the deal here. And he said he'll sleep on it. And this morning he still has not conceded the race. And the Attorney General of Alabama so far is with him, saying I won't be certifying it probably till after Christmas.
Right.
Then there was an admission made apparently by the election board that they went ahead and deleted the votes, that a recount would be impossible.
And that's what I said. That's what I said earlier today, that the electronic vote has already been wiped out. So how can you do a recount?
There you go.
The only way, to be fair, the only way to do this again would be to hold another election.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, it seems we talk about Trump's tenacity. Roy Moore, I trust him more than I do Trump, way more. I've been backing Roy Moore since the 90s and the Ten Commandments situation. He's a constitutionalist. They tried to smear him, and then at the very end there, even Sean Hannity was forced to admit this Bev Nelson, the second broad that came out lying against Moore, that she had to admit that she added words to the yearbook.
Yeah.
It's a total fraud, and CIA Washington Post attempted takedown of him. They couldn't do it. Alabama came out in droves and put him in last night. They have stolen this, John.
All
this
right.
Needs to be shouted from the rooftop.
Ed, your voice is loud and clear. My ears are hurting right now. 800-313-9443. Got an opinion on what's been going on here, folks? Tell you what, time is short.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down, you busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right.
Longtime political analyst, and I guess he wants to remain anonymous, otherwise he might end up with a toe tag in a morgue someplace. He said, if the Democrats are allowed to steal an election as controversial as Roy Moore's special ballot, especially with the national media spotlight on every aspect, it would be very easy for them to use the same playbook for the 2018 midterms. That's why it's so imperative for Team Trump to expose the whole fraudulent electoral process. Everyone knows Deep State has been rigging elections forever. Now it's time to shut down the election theft for good. Another election in America, another transparent case of outright voting fraud. The U.S. electoral system is now so broken that the American people fully expect their elections to be stolen by the Deep State favorite. This is what it has come to. So there's no surprise whatsoever that the Alabama Senate race was full of fraud and corruption at every level. Evidence of voter fraud in Alabama as Mobile County results come in late. Not only did the mainstream media at the national level attempt to fix the results by repeatedly leveling false accusations against Republican Roy Moore, they published entirely fake poll data at every turn. Too much at stake not to steal it. And let's face it, there was way too much at stake politically for the Democrats not to steal this election. From their crooked perspective, they simply had no choice if they are to regain a majority in the U.S. Senate. Democrats will always engage in totally unscrupulous campaign conduct. And folks, please do not misunderstand. I trust Republicans as much as I trust Democrats, which means I don't trust either of them. They have always done this because that's what ultra-liberals and the left-wing extremists, dyed-in-the-wool socialists and hardcore communists do everywhere around the globe. Voter fraud. DNC offers free bus rides for black voters in Georgia to vote in Alabama. In light of the political calculus in the U.S. Congress, it's now clear that the deep state will assist the Democrats in every election theft possible between now and the 2018 midterms. I mean, think about this, folks. Senators are voted 6-year terms. Okay, this Democrat got it. 2 years, more can do this again. But what would be the point? And I was suspicious. I started watching the polls as soon as they start posting them. And if you notice, oh, they kept saying, oh, election results aren't coming in yet. They're not coming in. They're not coming in. And they weren't coming in for quite a while. And then when they finally started tracking them, I looked at it and I said, there's no way it's this close. There is no freaking way. Polls before this election, special election, had more 8 to 10 points ahead. And all of a sudden we come around to election night and it's mere points spread between the two. And how did the deep state steal the victory from Roy Moore? Honestly, it's much easier to list things that the Democrats did properly and lawfully in the conduct of this chaotic campaign season and toxic election, which is zero, nothing, zip, nada. The Democrats pulled out all the stops as far as fraudulent campaign practices, vote fraud were concerned. When all the evidence is in and evaluated, this election will go down in Obama history as the most rigged of all time. Here's just one example of a quite obvious initiative to cover up the election theft. Election security experts question Alabama's decision to destroy ballot copies. As far as Roy Moore is concerned, his campaign staff was fully braced for this naked election theft. So were many Republicans throughout the great state of Alabama. As were many Democrats who flipped during the election because of so much outside interference. But Roy Moore, he won't concede, knows election was rigged. Now, Jim Stone did a play-by-play analysis on this. And old Jimmy boy, if there's one thing this guy does know, and that is politics. Now, there's an update to this. Moore is calling for a recount, but court order allowing destruction of ballots may prevent it. Jim Stone says that Moore has called for a recount, but the court order I mentioned earlier still gives election officials permission to destroy the ballots and prevent a recount. Even if Moore requests a recount, it can be blocked by election officials simply destroying the ballots before the recount can happen. As it turns out, write-in votes were all going to Moore, and they suddenly flipped for Jones. This has triggered official suspicions and the election was stolen. Add to the fact that purely black areas suddenly stopped turning in enough votes to push Jones way ahead once he was a little bit ahead, makes things look very suspicious, just what I said. It was obviously calculated and not a legitimate count. Now, there are rumors about the write-in ballots being thrown out due to the obvious tampering. At latest reporting, Moore is only 4,000 away from Jones. An impossible razor's edge. If the write-ins that got stolen are discarded, Moore will win. But there will still be an automatic recount. Now, how this is managed will determine it all. If the ballots are still present and there are enough witnesses, major fraud may get busted. Now, how does Moore stay an equal percentage away from Jones when only Democrat area votes are being counted? All the way up to the last 14% of votes. Obviously, even a majority of the Democrats voted for Moore, and they did not allow Moore even that part of the vote. Stone says, as I predicted, they stole it by 1%. Actually, it's worse. They stole it by 1.04%. Because if it hit that 1%, there would have been an automatic recount. I'm sorry? I know what everybody said. Well, this is what Mr. Stone says. Now I've heard what you had to say. Let's take a vote on it and rig that one. But Stone goes on to say, if the fraud does not stop, the only thing we can possibly do is plot an overthrow of the present corrupt system. That is absolutely the only way things can be made right when it's impossible to get a fair vote count. You know, Moore's 70 years old, Jones 30. If Moore sticks around, he wants to run again, he'd be at the age of 72. And Stone says here's proof that they were rigging it. With 68% of the vote counted, Moore had 53.5%, and Jones had 45.1%. Then, with 71% of the votes counted, only a lousy 3 more percent, Moore had 51.6%, and Jones had 47%. Now, remember what I said before. When it was 68%, Moore had 53.5, Jones 45.1. 3 percentage points up, Moore had 51.6, and Jones had 47%. It don't work that way. The percentage of voters for a particular candidate cannot swing so much over a small percentage. There is definitely a steal going on. And Moore will definitely lose to election fraud. Now, the Alabama Supreme Court stayed Montgomery County Circuit Judge Roman Ashley Shaw's order to preserve all digital ballot images in Tuesday's hotly contested special election. Now, they can now get away with stealing the election. All the ballots will be destroyed before morning. It is now ridiculous to believe that Moore might win because they have scammed the election to within the range they needed to steal it. Now, the actual vote is somewhere around 70-30. And if they've scammed it down to 52-47, they will definitely, without question, finish stealing it. They have already rigged the vote down enormously and have it within the percentage range that will allow them to steal it during the night. When you wake up tomorrow, Moore will have lost by 1% to 3%. When was this story done? This was done yesterday, before any results were coming in. Did I tell you that Stone's pretty good with politics? From what Stone says he can find, there was a record turnout, and even blacks were voting for Moore. They are seeing through the media manipulative stuff, but there's a problem, and that is that the media is continually pushing that it was a close race when it really was approximately 70% Moore. His conclusion? There's no real democracy when the election nationwide are routinely fixed and stolen. I don't think this is a vote for democracy, Mr. Stone. I'm sure that's an oversight by you. The authenticity of a constitutional republic relies on absolute integrity of the electoral process. Okay, give you a little give back there. Without fair and fraud-free elections, the American Republic is essentially an illegitimate state. Therefore, we the people are compelled to take our power from the deep state usurpers who have systematically stolen it over many decades. Now, likewise, the electorate is obligated, as per their civic duties, to stand in their newfound truth and speak that truth to power like never before. In the absence of this sea change throughout the body politic, the United States of America will continue its disastrous descent into cultural Marxist cataclysm. Cultural Marxism is destroying America. Roger puts in the last word here. He said, let's get busy before the midterms are also rigged and deep state completes its ongoing coup d'etat against our sitting president. You know, this isn't just about Hillary Clinton losing the election. It was about 8 years of Obama and swinging that pendulum over to, how should we say, the communitarian state. Some people call it socialistic. Some people call it communistic. Hillary Clinton was not to lose that election. She was to be the creme of the creme on finishing off this country. You know, I wanted to cover this, and so many things went on. H.R. McMaster, he authorized the NSA to spy on Trump. By the way, who's McMaster? The bald-headed, Mr. Clean-looking kind of guy? He's ex-CIA. Yeah. What a trustworthy group that is. Former CIA paramilitary officer and member of the Donald Trump transition team, John R. McGuire, reportedly revealed during a fundraising meeting for an intelligence gathering operation in Afghanistan, that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster authorized surveillance of Stephen Bannon and the Trump family members, including Donald Trump Jr. and the other son, Eric Trump. McGuire said that there were people inside the CIA who joined in the previous 8 years under Obama and inside the government that they were failing to give the president the intelligence he needed, said a person who was pitched by McGuire and other personnel to support his claim. McGuire told at least two people that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, in coordination with top official at the National Security Agency, authorized the surveillance of Stephen Bannon and the Trump family members, including Donald Trump. Adding to these unsubstantiated claims, McGuire told the potential donors he also had evidence that H.R. McMaster used a burner phone to send information gathered through the surveillance to a facility in Cyprus owned by George Soros. And then what do we see this past week? I posted a story. Why doesn't Trump go after George Soros? George Soros funding every left-wing group trying to undermine this republic that we have. The answer to that question, he's a business. He's been a business partner of Donald Trump's. Now, I do not see where past association and business deals is any way having to do with the political realities of today, meaning Donald Trump is being president, George Soros is trying to undermine things. All bets at that point are off. You don't care if you make your money, and a lot of it. When it comes down to the very structure and foundation of this country, you better keep your damn hands off. Do you think the FBI is looking into George Soros? I very much doubt it. We've got a missing attorney general that there's one thing that he knows how to do, and that's recuse himself. Now what are they doing? They're calling for another special prosecutor. To prosecute who for what? And we're going to use the very same system to go after the bad guys that turn it into a bad situation in the first place? Oh, man. Like I've said before, the Gambinos and Genoveses, they're up there, they're doing their thing. Somebody gets out of line, somebody steps on somebody's toes, territory, whatever, steps out of line, pow, pow, pow. Okay, you eliminate that problem. Then we go back to doing criminal business. It's not a third party, it's the threat. It's the people garnering the Constitution in their hand and saying that they're going to use it once they reach Washington, D.C. It's not a third party. And the Genoveses and the Gambinos will turn on them and destroy them. We can't let those voices in the halls of Congress. Absolutely not. You know, I think the founders were pretty much in agreement. And they fully expected the country and the form of government that they created to be undermined. So they kind of gave this a little bit of advice. When the government quits working for the people, it's time to shut that one down and just move it a little bit further out west. I'd like to see everybody in Washington, D.C. resign, to tell you the honest to God's truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
John Hall over at the Gateway Pundit. He reported that the Trump administration is considering proposals developed by Blackwater founder Eric Prince and John R. McGuire in an effort to provide CIA Director Mike Pompeo and the White House with a global private spy network that would go around to U.S. official swamp-infested intelligence agencies. Does this sound like any kind of solution to you? You know, last week it kind of leaked out that Trump thought it might be a good idea if we privatized the CIA. Oh, boy. You know, with what little congressional oversight there is of the CIA and allowing the CIA directors, past and present, to get in front of these committees, raise their right hand, and then promptly lie, well, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to turn this into a private agency. Former U.S. intel officer with firsthand knowledge of the proposal said, Pompeo can't trust the CIA bureaucracy. And that's assuming that you can trust Mr. Pompeo. So we need to create this thing that reports just directly to him. It's a direct action arm, totally off the books. The whole point is that it's supposed to report to the president and Pompeo directly. You know, when that fine line gets broken, look how many people come up with these wonderful ideas to slather something in there for continuity. Isn't it wonderful? It's just so refreshing. We have people that have such bright ideas. And if Kennedy would not have been killed in 1963, he wanted to take that intelligence agency that was born out of World War II and smash it. The hell did he need it for? And if we didn't have so much of the Fed in our state's business, then why would we have to have federal courts in all of our states? And then there's the problem of who appoints, depending which way the political wind's blowing and what kind of activism they're going to do from a bench. They're actually seriously looking at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and thing. They're saying, well, you know, maybe we should break this thing up. The Ninth Circuit has come out with some real lulus. Folks, boil all this trash down. Extract the essence of all of this stuff. It can almost be repaired and remedied by one thing. The Constitution. And ironically, the Constitution doesn't recognize agencies for the government. The FBI is doing whatever the hell they want to do. I am as serious as a heart attack when I say this. The FBI ever shows up around me sniffing about anything, if it escalates, I hope they are not family men. Because I'm not going to the hands of the FBI for anything. Nothing. Nada. All right, that'll do it for us today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Appreciate you being here today, folks. We've gone the way of NPR. Well, as far as raising money for the network. Only one difference with NPR and public broadcasting. They also got government grants. We don't get those. Hopefully things will turn around a little bit in January. We're working on some things to bring a few dollars in. And I made the stunning revelation yesterday that we need exactly $300, $380 a day to keep this network functioning. However we get that $380 a day, I don't care. But get it we must to stay on air. We're depending on you, folks. Help us out. Make some donations. Do it now.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.